The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, from time to time, we're going to be bringing you Quick Tip Tuesdays, just like the one you're listening to right now. They're designed to get you in and out quickly. That's why they're called Quick Tip Tuesdays. So I hope you enjoy.
Well, hey there, welcome to Quick Tip Tuesday on Build Your Tribe. Let's make this quick because I know you're super busy replying to comments in your social media, and that's why you're listening to this episode. I won't belabor the reasons why we need to do this. It's obvious. It takes up a lot of time, and we don't want to be on our phones 24/7. I don't need to belabor that point. But I do want to make sure I impress upon you the significance, the importance, and the value of having an emotional connection with your customers. It's far more important to create that type of connection than it is to even have satisfied customers. It's more important than creating tons of content. Potential customers, your followers, those who feel emotionally connected to you, those are the people who buy your products and services. They visit your site more often. They're less likely to exhibit price sensitivity. They're going to pay more attention to your emails. They're going to follow your advice. They're going to recommend you to their friends more often. Everything that you want to have happen with your followers, by converting them from followers into customers and eventually into lifers, it happens when there's an emotional connection, when people feel connected to you on a deeper level. And that requires a personal connection. But how do you scale something that feels so one-on-one? Number one, you could hire a virtual assistant. Now, this is less personal than you doing it personally, but at the end of the day, it depends on how many followers you have. Like, if you're Bank of America, do you really have the ability to have one person who's in charge of replying to everybody's tweet about your banking? To hire a virtual assistant, you can look at sources such as Upwork. There's any number of very reputable companies, even here in the United States, whose specialty is finding you the right virtual assistant. Yes, you are going to pay more if you're using a domestic, someone in the United States or in Canada, who does virtual assistant work, but sometimes you get what you pay for. Certainly, it's a more affordable option to consider hiring someone who's overseas in an area where the cost of living is lower than it is here in the United States. And many of my favorite virtual assistants happen to be from the Philippines. I've talked about them in previous episodes. We'll keep this brief, so I will link to those episodes in my show notes. Without question, it is more meaningful and perhaps you feel more comfortable being the only person who's actually replying to people in your social media. For many years, I used a team of virtual assistants to help me with this task, but there were only certain responses that they were commissioned, if you will, to reply to. And I didn't allow them to have conversations, just acknowledgements, like maybe liking a comment or saying thanks for the retweet, etc. But of recent, I've really resorted to having personal conversations in social media that are exclusively coming from me. So let me share with you how I've made this work for me. Number one, I have to be okay with the fact that I cannot get to everyone. Now, I don't know the size of your social media following, but there may even come a day where I actually have to close my DMs and can't reply to messages or receive messages. At the moment, I see it as a valuable use of my time because I'm getting specific feedback from my customers. It helps me to feel connected. It helps them to feel as though they are the co-creators of my next product. And frankly, not only has it improved our bottom line, has it improved our sales, it's improved my level of enjoyment. Like, I really don't feel like I'm creating anything in a test tube. I feel like I can better serve them. I feel like I'm more empathetic. I understand. And it's really a relationship. I really do feel emotionally connected to them. Here's how I do it. Number one, I schedule specific hours that are part of my day every day devoted just to replying. Now, I know you spend time every day in social media, but I'm talking about these are hours where I am just replying to comments under my posts, DMs, and private messages. During that time, I'm not producing content and I'm not consuming content. My sole task during that time is communication back and forth. Next, I reply to comments in the order I'm seeing them, from the newest to the oldest. And that might not be the best way for you to do things. In fact, I wish sometimes I could go to the older comments, but I realize that oftentimes when someone's left you a comment in the last couple of minutes or the last couple of hours, they're waiting for a quick reply. So those are the people I want to reach first. Aside from that, I also want to reach new people first. So when I'm on Instagram, I don't start with the comments from people who I've already accepted. I start with new requests. Why? Because those are new relationships, people who I haven't had a touch point with yet. In addition, I have 1,000,001 shortcut replies. What do I mean by this? For complete instructions on how to do this from your iPhone or your Android, you can receive my free Instagram Hacks report. It will teach you how to do this and so many other time-saving ways for you to go deep with your customers. In order to get that download, all you have to do is go to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks. But let me just cut to the chase and tell you what you need to do on an iPhone is go to General Settings, then Keyboard, then Text Replacement, and then create the phrases that you want to reply with over and over and over again. Simple things like, oh, thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. Exclamation mark. You can just type in like two or three letters and it will populate with that nice long sentence. In this freemium that you'll download, you'll see all the examples that I've created. I mean, I literally, to most of my common questions, I have automated responses where I can just type in a couple of letters and it pops out a nice long message. It's still for me. I still had the conversation with that person. It just doesn't mean that I have to spend the entire day on the phone. If you are an Android user, there's a couple of different ways. And of course, I'm not an Android user, but I have heard of a program called Tex, T-E-X. There's no T after the X. T-E-X, P as in Paul, A-N-D plus. Or Tex Pand, which is T-E-X, P-A-N-D. And what it does, again, it's going to save you a ton of time by storing your most commonly used expressions and replies. And then you can just type in a little abbreviation and bloop, it'll populate the entire sentence or paragraph or book for you. Literally, such a time saver. And people are always so impressed. I mean, if you go to the extent of giving someone a nice long reply, they begin to become emotionally connected to you. It's pretty cool. Take advantage of the voice feature. What I'm talking about is using the feature on most social media platforms that allow you to reply with an audio message. And this is wonderful if you're in the car or you just, it takes forever to type. You can literally hold down the button and leave a reply in your own voice to someone. And that is very personal. Now, I don't use this feature as often, and I'll tell you why. Because anytime I use it with someone, they use it back with me. And it just, sometimes it takes so long to listen to someone's message. They'll go on and on and on and on. And I'll open up the reply message back from them. And there's 75 of these little, you know, 1 minute messages. I'm like, oh, Lordy. So try it out. See how your customers respond. I don't use it that often, but sometimes it's like, I just need to reply to this person and let them know I understand and I feel for them. Like if it's an emotional thing, I'll usually use the voice to text. And if I open up my reply and there's a bajillion little voicemail messages back from them, I'll just simply reply back to them. I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, I won't be able to listen to this for quite some time. Do you mind texting me your reply? And they usually get the hint. And lastly, you might want to use a social media management software program like Hootsuite, which can allow you to, on one desktop platform, respond to countless different social media accounts. And this is a wonderful way, especially if you've got a team of people helping you with your social media. Now, I personally manage my social media, but I definitely have help on Facebook. And when it comes to Instagram, because I manage about, I think, over at least 10 additional accounts, I manage my own Instagram account. But when it comes to all the other additional accounts, I've got a team and they love using these programs because it gives them one concise place to see all of their comments. In addition to Hootsuite, you might want to look at Zoho. That's Z as in Z, O, H as in Harry, O.com. Buffer is another great app or program, I should say, that allows you to, again, see all of the comments and interactions. It allows you to schedule posts and generally manage your content. I know a ton of you love Sprout Social. That's another great tool with a very clean easy-to-understand dashboard. Social oomph. I love this one because you can do keyword searches. It's also pretty easy to understand. Now, most of these have like a free version and a paid version, but take a look at some of the social media management software programs that are available to you. Most of them, again, you can try them for free, see how they work for you. But ultimately, you've got to set limits and parameters because you cannot spend all day replying and you need to be specific and intentional about it. Touch points are great. But don't get sucked up with the customers who are now so dependent upon you replying to them every single day, and it's never going to go anywhere. They're developing a need to be close to you, and it's probably not your ideal customer. Maybe they're a little stalkerish, but there's something every single day. The key is to serve those people who are going to do something with the information that you're giving them, the people who are going to take action, the people who you want to see them succeed, the people you want to be your customers. Those touch points are incredibly valuable. I've shifted my focus in social media to spend less time creating content and more time creating connections. I hope you've enjoyed Quick Tip Tuesday. Don't forget to tune in on Thursday. This Thursday, special guest, my husband Brett and I are going to share with you how it is we select the very special individuals who we love to bring to our stage, introduce to our audience, and help them build their audience, build their brand. How do we pick our speakers? How do we pick the people we pour into? That's on Thursday. So make sure you're subscribed. Hey, thanks for being here. I like to keep it brief. I like to be bright, make it fun, and then be done. Y'all, we're done. Talk to you Thursday.